listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And in case you're not listening in the Omaha area, you can see Tony Rock in other places in the country.
Yes, TonyRockComedy.com, Tony Rock on Twitter, Tony Rock on Instagram.
But if you are sitting where we are, Omaha, Funny Bone, FunnyBoneOmaha.com this weekend. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow. Colleen's hanging out with us, and she told me where her tattoo was. Nope, you don't want to put a grater there.
No.
But once again, we still can't figure out on the body, although Todd said the ass is where you want a grater.
Well, that would be the...
I think it'd all be painful.
Yeah, it would be painful, but I think it would be the least painful. But
what about the back of the foot, like the heel part? Where you
that have, might work. Where you that's basically that, what it is.
Oh, yeah, because you got calluses there already. You wouldn't even feel it.
Stupid place to get a tattoo, though.
True.
Unless people see the back of your feet a lot. And I guess they could.
Once in a while, I don't feel like cutting my toes, though. Join my wife for a pedicure.
And you just use a cheese grater?
Well, they usually, it looks like a tiny cheese grater that they go after your calluses with.
Yeah.
And I've got
enjoy your food today, by the way.
I've got one that's pretty bad, and she can just crank away on that.
Tony's done with his brisket now, so he's fine.
It was delicious.
Right.
I sure hope you tip extra, Todd.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I do. But you know
they see like women's feet. They also see old nasty chick feet too.
Oh, old lady feet. Yeah. They see way nastier feet than mine.
All right.
I guarantee that.
Old lady feet.
All right, Craig, I'm going to bring this up, but Tyler has to promise not to get mad because whenever this guy comes up, you get mad. The fun just gets sucked out of the room.
Then why bring him up?
Well, I just have
don't
a question.
Don't do anything positive about this because
No, no, I'm not doing anything positive. Okay, I just have a question. All right, this guy is at a rally in Minneapolis last night and uses a Prince song. And
Prince said no.
The Prince estate expressly
said no 3 years ago.
Forbade him years ago to do that. He does it anyway. What's the recourse? What can you do?
Well, I think technically he can probably use it. However, they did ask him not to use Purple Rain.
It's in the domain, so you can play any you want to.
You pay the ASCAP rally. BMI. Yeah. You can do whatever, you can play what you want pretty much, as far as I understand it. However, that what Prince's camp did was say, hey, we asked you several years ago not to play not to play this song. You sent us a letter back. Here's a copy of it that we're showing everyone that says that you are not going to use the Prince song again. Here you are using the Prince song again in spite of what your letter says from several years ago.
Like his word
please
means anything?
Please don't use it again.
Like his word means anything?
So wait, is that like now they can sue because he sent a letter back saying he wouldn't use it?
I don't know like that they can. No, because he can probably use it no matter what he says.
Maybe put out a video or something, they could shut him down. Because, he tweeted out the Nickelback shut him down.
They used the video, though. You're right. Yeah,
that was copyright infringement, so he had to take that tweet down, the photograph one.
Oh, I saw a story yesterday. It's not even about him. It's about if you have a sex tape that gets leaked.
Oh.
You said if you always do a sex tape with your wife, if you did it once, your girlfriend played Disney music in the background. That way, if it's released on the internet, Disney will shut it down.
Dude, boner killer, though.
Now you got that sex during Disney music, I guess. But
no, you would do the sex tape and then dub over.
Dub it over.
Maybe. Oh, in post. Yeah. Put it in post.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Just okay. To get you in the mood. It is brilliant.
Do that in post production. Put a little Wish Upon a Star.
If it ever gets leaked out there.
That's a brilliant idea. I love
Disney will shut it down.
You mean you don't dial up Radio Disney when you're getting ready to get it on?
A thing?
I'm sure you can find it online.
Yeah, probably still online.
Probably on some streaming service.
I think you don't bring
it up. Just don't shoot the sex tape to It's a Small World.
Although, that may be appropriate in some cases.
Boom.
What was that?
Oh, I just had a...
He just exhaled.
Yeah. I just had a horrible memory pop through my head.
Some bad music is playing when you're having sex?
Share.
Now, someone had to go through somebody else's porn stash.
Oh, okay.
They were busted or something, for whatever reason, this person didn't live there anymore.
I thought it was
somebody had to go in and clear out the porn stash of this place that they were renting.
I thought that actually meant a mustache. That's what you're thinking, right?
No.
Porn stash.
I'm thinking they're getting ready for an estate sale.
Got it.
And
so what
happened? The person that had to clean out the porn was disturbed by the type of porn that they found.
Just say somebody found your porn stash. It's easier to...
He's being careful to couch this. It's just not his.
Oh, no. I've got a list of the porn that I like.
Yeah, I'll get into it in a second.
But we'll get into that in just a second.
It's well documented.
And apparently, the person who was going through this was rather disturbed by the many videos of midget actresses, is what they were called on the on the cover, pegging their male friends.
Oh, whoa,
that's pretty specialized.
Whoa. It really is.
Oh, but it was their male friends. Was the women?
No. I mean, the male friends of the performers.
Okay. Just not your, like if I had a bunch of video of midgets pegging you. You mean my male friend?
No. Okay. Yeah. That's not on video. That's not on video. We were playing Disney music.
So, but, but you're saying he didn't know that his buddy was into that?
Who knows their friend is into that?
Yeah, that's
you never know what your friends are into.
You never know.
You know your friends, but you don't know your friends.
No, you don't.
Right.
That's
so
true.
You never know what your friends are into.
No,
and you may know that they're into porn.
Craig,
but you don't know they're into that.
Yeah, right.
You don't know this is the kind of stuff I like. Yeah. Japanese, Indian, mom, homemade, hot mom, celebrity, Korean. I can't even pronounce that word. 18-year-old, big ass, public, Asian, Japanese adult, beach, teen, wife, mature, MILF, German, casting, Arabian, amateur, rough, orgasm, HD, massage, African, Thai, money, student, cartoon, blah, blah, girlfriend, Indonesian, she-male, Chinese, lesbian, caught.
You like any of those, Tony?
Casting? What is that?
It might have been a casting couch.
Okay. Oh. Cartoon, no. And she-male, absolutely not.
Okay. But everything else you're fine with?
Everything else I'm cool with.
Yeah.
I know.
But once again,
I noticed him counting. And, and at first it was, there's one finger for the longest time.
I saw that too over there.
One. Okay. He's starting to count. I wonder what he's counting here.
You're thinking like a cast in the arm or something like that.
Hey,
that would hurt.
Casting. Like
yeah,
casting.
That's what I was thinking.
That's
what I was thinking too.
Like fisting with a cast on.
Thank you. That's what I was thinking.
That might feel worse than a cheese grater.
If that's what it would have meant, you'd have put that finger up. You'd have pulled that finger down. Okay, I am into that. Now, but once again, no midgets pegging their buddies. So,
So
you're not. At least you're not that weird.
That did not make sense.
You have a
Craig's
long
list.
List, man.
Yes, I do.
That's a long list.
Yeah.
That was off the top of his head years ago. And I play that once in a while. What are you into, Craig?
Nothing real niche, though. You know, like midgets pegging dudes. That's pretty niche.
Yeah. And casting.
Casting.
The way that Tony described
one.
It.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
You're going to see it one day.
Was that a good friend of yours? Did you know the guy had the videos?
No, I didn't know. Oh, okay, I did not know the person who was living there.
But you're right. You know your friends. You don't know really, really know your friends.
But that's where you use it. Small world with the pegging midgets.
Exactly.
That's good soundtrack.
Even
stuff
Disney
there.
Would have a hard time getting that one down.
They'd have to let that one go.
Just even Disney's like,
it kind of works for the theme.
Pretty appropriate.
Yeah.
It's Cardi B's birthday today. She is 27.
Yeah.
That's all?
I know.
She's young.
She seems older.
Well, yeah.
She looks kind of like she, I think, actually think she looks older too. You know, maybe it's because she's just caked up. You know?
She's just fun.
Yeah.
God, she just seems like a fun chick.
She seems dirty.
In a good sense or?
Both.
Yeah.
Good and bad. What do you think?
I like Cardi B.
Do you know her?
No, I don't. But the problem I have with Cardi B is that now she's inspired a bunch of strippers to pursue other goals.
Oh, and they don't have the talent?
Now I just can't get a regular lap dance. Now I got to get a lap dance and buy your CD and smell your perfume line and buy some baby clothes that you design in. It's like, just give me a lap dance, lady.
So she's made them too ambitious.
All strippers are entrepreneurial now. It's like,
she inspired strippers to have other goals, and we can't have that.
No.
I'm kind of with you on that.
I'm in medical school. Just dance.
Cardi B inspired me to go to medical school. You won't hear that.
No, that's a great line. Unfortunately, you will hear.
Yeah, you are. That's a great line. Yeah, inspire strippers to have other goals.
But happy birthday, Cardi B. I hope your birthday's
You can do that.
Now, Hillary was 27 on this date in 1975 when she and Bill got married.
He was
29. She was 27.
She did say recently, she was in an interview where they asked her what's the toughest thing she ever had to do, and she said stay with her husband.
Yeah.
That was pretty open.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, she did say that.
That makes sense.
You don't hear Melania saying that because she don't care.
Mm. Yeah. She may just be waiting.
Oh, yeah.
She's banging some security guard. Yeah.
She's patient.
She's too hot to not have some security guard, some CIA guy taking care of that. Something's got to be
done. He probably knows that she has a guy. Yeah. He probably hired a guy.
Sure.
Take care of her.
He probably does.
He gets to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, every once in a while, she's got to lift that belly up.
I know. Well, she has to.
Yeah.
That wasn't on your list.
Yeah. No.
Belly lifts.
She was a stripper with higher goals. Marry a rich guy. Yeah. Kind of was, yeah.
More than 160 pounds of liquid meth off the street after a drug seizure in Texas. The drugs found inside a vehicle at the Columbia Solidarity Bridge near Laredo.
I've tried them all. I'm not familiar with the liquid meth.
I'm unfamiliar with that as well.
It doesn't sound safe.
No.
Estimated street value of more than $3.2 million in one bust. I wasn't familiar with the liquid meth either.
Not at all. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. I know they
vape it?
No, they say liquid cocaine, but I think that's more for a numbing agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they would use it
nose operation
at a dentist's office, something like that. Yeah, it's more of a local anesthetic. So
wait, pardon my ignorance. They use liquid cocaine as a numbing agent, you say?
Yeah, yeah. Because I had a friend of mine who worked for a dentist.
Trying to make an appointment
this
today?
This was quite a while ago. And apparently they didn't keep a really good track, real good inventory on the liquid cocaine. So he would bring some liquid cocaine by every once in a while.
Most comedians go get a massage after the show. What are you going to get? Colleen, take me to the dentist.
And the liquid cocaine was not that effective.
Really?
Yeah, you want the real stuff.
It's like a watered down.
Kind
of. Okay.
It's more of a numbing thing, not the buzz thing,
it's
right?
It's more like Novocaine.
Yeah, I want the buzz.
Oh, wow.
Of the cane family.
Yeah.
Are you in deep thought right now?
Well, I'm wondering how to say you might be using it wrong.
Well, you just said it.
Yeah, yeah, you may be using it wrong.
Yeah, I don't know how, I forget how we applied it. I think we just snorted it.
I think it's probably more meant for IV use.
I don't like to do that.
Oh, wow.
No, yeah.
What does that do to the body?
People like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I'm
you
not
probably a, get high pretty quick on that.
Yeah, we're not.
No, we're not.
I'm a softy when it comes to stuff like
that. Yeah, we don't do that either.
You know, get the needle away.
We're not big on the intravenous stuff.
No.
No.
Never have been.
No.
No.
because we're still sitting here.
Yeah.
we wouldn't be sitting here.
Pipes and straws, sure.
Sure.
Nope.
But beyond that.
That's years ago.
Smoke it, snort it.
Years ago, anyway.
Yeah, it's years ago.
I pass.
Yeah.
Johnson & Johnson has to pay $8 billion to a man that says he grew breasts from taking one of their drugs.
I saw the photo, and he does have chick boobs on him.
Wait, how much?
$8 million.
Billion.
$8 billion to one person?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I mean, it's the horse hockey. They're going to
knock it down.
Yeah, they're going to knock it way down.
It was for an autism drug, right?
Yeah, they ruled in favor of a 26-year-old Nick Murray who filed suit saying he developed breasts from Risperdal, a doctor prescribed Risperdal in 2003.
I saw the photo of him on CNN, and he looks like little B cups, basically, you know.
They look like breasts, though.
They look like breasts, but he's got, you know, hairy chest, and but he's a skinnier guy, and he's like, probably built like you, except he had boobs coming out.
Wow.
He was awarded less than $2 million.
You're not into she-mail, so screw that, right?
Add that to your list.
that he's not. Put it on the finger.
Korean.
Right there, Tony.
Show it. Whispered all breasts. Measures.
Whispered all breasts.
He was
the only one. It had to be more than just him to get him. Do you think that
this guy
study would have to show?
This is one of 13,000 lawsuits.
Got it.
He was actually awarded a couple million dollars a few years ago, but the recent ruling from a jury awarded him punitive damages in the billions.
That's unbelievable. They're not going to knock that down.
No, everybody says this is going to get reduced. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Over like his boobs.
They're just open for a seven.
He's going to have to get a breast reduction. They look pretty freaky.
Most of the lawsuits claim the company knew of the side effects of the drug, but did not fully explain it to doctors.
I mean, the photo doesn't look like a, you know, sometimes fatter guys will have boobs. Even skinnier guys will have boobs that are just man boobs. This guy's boobs look like chick boobs on him.
Wow.
Yeah, so they kind of actually just grew out his boobs. You know, get rid of those, take a grater to them.
Mm. Yeah.
So was this guy
autistic? A little liquid cocaine.
They said he was, it's just that it was some sort of autism drug. I remember hearing about that yesterday when I read it.
Otherwise, why would he be taking it?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was like an antidepressant.
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. But yeah. I saw the word autism.
I remember antidepressant.
Yeah. Wow. $8 billion.
Yeah. You'd take boobs for that, wouldn't you, Craig? I'd leave them on for $8 billion.
Yeah.
Just wear a sports bra.
And we'd appreciate it.
wouldn't be sitting here.
Yeah.
My
I wouldn't care how y'all felt about it.
my alarm's not going off at 4:30 if I have $8 billion. Sorry.
You're running with the bulls.
Yes, I am.
Exactly. You're in the
waiting
smoke box.
For Tony to show up and
jiggling with the bulls.
No. I am back in his hot box show. Yeah, I'm going to pay for that. I'll give him the hot box show. I will EP that as long as I can hang out with him. I just sit in the corner.
From New Hampshire, Ringe, New Hampshire, calls came in late Saturday that tires were on fire on two separate ends of town. Officers responded. While they were responding, vandals hit the police department's building and cruisers with paintballs.
Oh,
the old start the fires on tire. Start tires on fire for a distraction kind of.
Yeah,
especially in a small town. Everybody's going to leave.
That's what they did.
Nobody's staying to lock up the jail.
Yeah, the chief was upset. He says, it just distracts from what we could and should be doing. And now the vandals are looking at misdemeanor criminal mischief charges. Have to pay to repair the damage. But yeah, you don't hear about that too often.
No, they caught the vandals.
Oh, they're going to. Because I think everybody knows everybody there.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. They're all going to joke about that.
Tires on fire. Yeah. Okay, I'll try that.
Well, they really were on fire.
We're going to hit this bank. Go set a tire on fire.
You might make the news, though, with your name there. People know who Tony Rock is. And,
not in New Hampshire.
No.
Not New Hampshire.
That's true. They would say the black guy
New
did
Hampshire
it
be random black guy sets a tire on fire.
That's a good point.
Robs a bank.
Yeah.
There's an accomplice who had boobs.
Random black guy. Tony Rock, funnybone.omaha.com. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow. Check them out. Once again, if you're listening someplace else, Tony's comedy can be seen other places.
TonyRockComedy.com, Tony Rock on Twitter, Tony Rock on Instagram.
Thanks for coming up. Good hanging out with you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the food. That was a great way to start my day.
And the food is from our buddies at Hog Wild. Download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Once again, FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
Or catch me in the smoke box.
And catch you in the smoke box. I could be on FX coming up. I could see it on FX, maybe.
Our buddy Josh Blue next weekend?
Yes, Josh next Friday.
Anybody in the meantime, boys?
Mr. Skin on Monday, and we'll be talking to Pauly Shore on Tuesday.
Pauly's got a one-nighter, right?
Okay. One-nighter on Thursday next week?
Yes.
Pauly?
Go see Tony this weekend, and have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Thanks. And good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.